of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. So Aaron's son, Eleazar, is going to be in charge of the Levites in the tribe of Kohath. Okay? We see here that they are going to be in charge of the ark and all the other stuff. We're going to learn in the next chapter, and to be honest with you, I don't know if I'd fully realize this. Not only were the other families not to touch the things within the tabernacle as far as the furniture and the spoons and the various things, and the ark included in that, they weren't even supposed to look on them. And we're going to see that in the next chapter. And I don't know if I fully realized that until I studied this. I always had this idea that folks could look into the tabernacle and see these holy... No. These were for the eyes of the priests only. And I see a great spiritual lesson in that. Spiritual Israel, we as priests of God, that we have access to those things spiritually through the Lord. And so anyway, that's a side note, if you will. So they are led by Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest. He is over the chief of the Levites, verse 32. Verse 33, and Merari was of the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward there. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, all the vessels thereof, and all that serveth thereunto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, now we've got it totally encapsulated, and so totally surrounded except for the east. Those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons. Read Aaron and the other priests. Those would be the ones on the east side. Keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said unto Moses, again, the command of the Lord, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel. He's numbered the children of the Levites, right, the tribe of Levi, month old and upward. Now, how does that compare to what we have from the children of Israel? A month old and upward, take the number of their names. Thou shalt take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered as the Lord commanded. Do you think at some point he might have thought, what in the world are we doing? He obeyed the Lord. We see a great example of obedience in the nation and in Moses in this and other instances that we've studied up to this point. All the firstborn males, verse 43, by the number names from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them were 22,200, 313. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. For those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, that's 273. There's 273 more firstborn in Israel than there are among the Levites. What do you do? Thou shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole. After the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. I've tried to do some research on about how much that is. That is so flexible a term that I really can't make a decided idea on how much that is, but of course they knew. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. Those that couldn't be redeemed directly by a month old or greater, firstborn to firstborn, right? Or child to child, I should say. Child to child were going to be redeemed by the payment of a tax or a fee. So God said in verse 47, thou shalt take 5 shekels, verse 49, and Moses took the redemption money. Again, example of obedience. Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levites of the firstborn of the children of Israel, took he the money, 1,365 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. We're going to see by the time we get to chapter 18, for future generations, this giving of 5 shekels for each child, male born in the nation, is going to be the common practice. They will pay that 5 shekels, okay? Many people get all tied up in tithing and so forth, and okay, but you realize that the Israelite nation paid far more than just 10%. All right, it would be closer, some have calculated, to 40 to 50% is what they gave back to the Lord, not counting the free will offerings that they gave. Now, I'm not trying to make that as a comparison to what we should do in lay by in store. I'm just saying that 10% might be a good place to start, but to bind that doesn't make sense because they paid far more in that when they had to make sacrifices for this and for that and for other things, and then they had to pay the 5 shekels for the birth of a child, and then they had to, then they would give their free will offerings, and the tithing was essentially a tax. So they definitely gave back to the Lord and gave back willingly. And again, we read this chapter and we say, wow, a lot of information. What can we glean from this? One thing, one main point I want us to see out of this. You know, you had the priests, right? They've been appointed and they're going to serve in the sanctuary and they're ultimately going to serve in the temple. They're going to be making, offering the sacrifices. They will be the one that will go into the holy place. They will go in, the high priest will go into the sanctum sanctorum, the holy of holies, once a year. Now, any stranger that tried to usurp the privileges to come near, usurp the privileges of either the priest that went into the holy place or the high priest that went into the most holy place, what was the penalty? We've seen that several times. Death. It was the death penalty. This was their role as priests, and no one was to usurp that. But you had the Levites that were doing the maintenance work and the other things. Was it important? No service for our sovereign, Jehovah, is small. We see the Levites, as I've said, they will be engaged in menial labor, maintenance, guarding, packing, hauling, and so forth. Was this work honorable and vitally important to the continued operation of the tabernacle and service to God? Yes, indeed it was. They were serving the divine king. You know, there are those today that think that, well, maybe what I do, you know, it's not that important in the service of the kingdom. Who says? Who says? Who says that when you fix a meal and take it to a child of God or someone in need, and maybe outside the body of Christ, who says that's insignificant? What about cleaning the church building? What about fixing meals for fellowship events? Visiting a sick person? Who takes care of the baptistry? That should we have someone obey the gospel, and we want that, pray for that, and should expect that every time we come together. But that the baptistry is in good shape, good form, that person can be baptized for the remission of their sins. What about the aesthetics, the flowers? Who does that? That's important. There's no small, insignificant job in the kingdom of the Lord. There was not one then, I submit to you. There's not one now. We all should serve according to our several abilities that we see in the parable of the talents. I don't know if I'm on board with the talents, the weight of money, the value of money being talent. No, they were given talents according to their several ability. There's where the talent comes in, according to their ability. Do we serve our Lord according to our several ability? Not everybody can get up and teach a Bible class. Some people don't have that disposition or character or desire. Not every male would get up and preach a sermon. But can everyone do work in the kingdom of God that is important and vital to the kingdom and the spreading of the message of the gospel in different forms and in different ways? Yeah. Indeed, that is the case. So in however you serve, in whatever capacity you serve, the important thing is that we serve. Some of these things may have been menial, but it was important to serving the Lord. Same is true today. I think we learned that lesson from this when we read of those things. And we definitely see it in the next chapter. Chapter 4. Now we're going to see a polling of the Levites in regard to serving the Lord in their various roles as priests and Levites. And the Lord spake unto Moses, chapter 4, verse 1, and unto Aaron, saying, take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old. That's the time frame. Get to later on in the book, we're going to see 25-year-old that is made reference to in, if I'm reading my writing right, in chapter 28, verses 24 and 25. I think I wrote that right. It says 25 years old. Why 25 there and 30 here? Probably they became apprentices. That's one theory. They became an apprentice at 25 and didn't serve as full-on priests or Levites until the age of 30, possibly. God bless you. So from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, this shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things. Now notice what they're going to be doing. The most holy things. And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come and his sons. Now, who is that? That's the priests. Aaron and his sons, priests, shall come. They shall take down the covering veil, cover the ark of testimony with it, shall put thereon the covering of badger skins. Looks like it's got two coverings. Shall spread over it a cloth wholly of blue. Seems like three coverings. And shall put in the staves thereof. Remember, the staves for carrying the ark was supposed to stay in the ark. Seems like they removed them to cover it and then put them back. There's a reason they weren't there. And upon the table of showbread they shall spread the cloth of blue and put thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls and covers to cover it withal. And the continual bread shall be thereon, and they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet and cover the same with a covering of badger skins and shall put in the staves thereof. They shall take a cloth of blue and cover the candlestick of the light and its lamps and his tongs and his snuff dishes and all the oil vessels thereof shall they minister unto it. They shall put it and all the vessels thereof with a covering of badger skins and shall put it upon a bar. And upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue and cover it with a covering of badger skins and shall put to the staves thereof. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary and put them in a cloth of blue, cover them with a covering of badger skins and put them on a bar. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth thereon. And they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, and all the vessels of the altar, and they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skins and put to the staves of it. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. Who's the only ones that could touch these things? The priests. Reflecting on this, I think I misspoke. I think I said that the priests would bear all of these things. No, it's going to be the tribe of Kohath. I think I had on my mind that the priests were from, or the family of Kohath. They were from the family of Kohath. They were the only ones allowed to touch these things and to make ready. They covered them over. And if you look at this, it looks like some things covered over with like three things and some of them covered over with two. Like if one thing fell off, there'd be another covering there to hide it from sight. And what would happen if they come near, if they did touch it? They would die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, pertaineth the oil of the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of the tabernacle, and all that is therein is in the, that is therein, in the sanctuary and in the vessels thereof. So all of this was the responsibility of assembling and covering these things and getting these things together was the priests. And then the Levites, who would be of the family of Kohath, because remember, wasn't that the Amorites came through that family, and that was who Aaron came from. And then the rest of the tribe, or the family, excuse me, I keep saying tribe, it's a force of habit. The rest of the family, the Levites, would do the carrying of it. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, cut ye not off the tribe of the families of Kohath from among the Levites, but thus do unto them, verse 19, that they may live and not die when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them every one to do his service and his burden, but they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. Not only were they not to touch it, they weren't to go in and see these things while they were being covered, lest they die. This was the exclusive province of the priests. Like I said, does the children of God as New Testament priests, do we have access spiritually to those things that other people do not? So, they shall go in, not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take also the sum of Gershon throughout the houses of their families, by their families from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, shalt thou number them, all that enter into perform the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites to serve and for burdens. Remember, most holy things for the Kohathites, the Gershonites, to serve and for burdens. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering, the covering of the badger skins that is above it, the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hanging for the court, the hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle, by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. At the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, in all their burdens, in all their service, and ye shall appoint unto them in charge all their burdens. This is the service of the family of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation. Their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar. Ithamar will have oversight over these Levites, the son of Aaron, the priest. And someone says, well, look at all of this detail. Look at all of this. Was it really that important? Never forget, spiritual Israel, God cares about the details. Even today, when we serve Him, when we worship Him, God cares about the details. Well, just bring in a piano. That's just a small thing. God cares about the details, lest we die. God doesn't care if you let a woman speak from the pulpit in a mixed assembly one time. God cares about the details, lest we die. It was the same then as it is now. Did they obey the Lord? Well, sure. They would have died physically. We will die spiritually if we don't obey the Lord. Why did God say to do all this stuff? He's the Lord. He has the right. As our creator, as our sovereign, as the maker of earth and sky and sea, to command us. And we obey. Just as they did. Verse 20. Well, we got 2 minutes. I'm not going to get it in 2 minutes. Nope. Let's see if we can get the sons of Merari. Verse 29. And thou shalt number them after their families, by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them, every one that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden according to all the service in the tabernacle of the congregation. The boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, and all their instruments, and with all their service. And by name you shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. By name you shall reckon. It looks like they made a list so they knew where everything went to make sure everything was right and proper. This is the service, verse 33, of the families of the sons of Merari, according to their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. The sons of Merari were under the oversight of Ithamar, just as Gershon was. The Kohathites were under Eleazar, under his oversight. I've run out of time, so, and I've got a point to make in all this, what I believe is a lesson for us today, but we'll get that next time we are together. Read the rest of chapter 4 and into chapter 5. For the next time we're together and learn some lessons that the Word of God teaches us as we move forward in this wonderful book. Shall we pray together? Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Heavenly Father, for Your Word, and we're thankful, Lord, for the details that we learn, that You care about the details, and You care about obedience, and You care that we live and do not die spiritually as Your children. Heavenly Father, may we always seek to serve You in the way You wish to be served, worship You in the way You wish to be worshipped, and look to You, Lord, with fear and with honor and with love in our hearts, for You are our Creator. Thank You, Lord, for this time of Bible study we've had. May we be Your faithful servants as we leave this place and continue to serve You and be thankful for Jesus and His great sacrifice and His precious blood that He gave on that old rugged cross. And it's through His name we pray. Amen. Go with God.